Lady Savior and Pete.
Wow, what a week it has been in the Love Island villa.
Yes.
Sarah joins us, as always, on the Love Island catch-up. And last night was the first time that I almost felt like I was going to get teared up a little bit.
It was pretty sad, wasn't it?
How did you do with it?
I mean, I just felt so bad for Cartier.
Yes.
She's really brokenhearted.
She is brokenhearted, and you know, she doesn't know how to deal with it yet.
Yeah, and it was nice to see her actually go and speak to Anna and have a good cry, because I think she's been trying to put up her guard a bit and play it cool and, oh, yeah, I'm interested in Matt. And then she's like, not really. I am freaking in love with that boy, Adam, and I'm heartbroken.
And she said, she can't let go at all easily.
And it's like, you know, how can you, when you're in the villa with someone and you just spent 4 weeks straight with some person, fallen in love with them, and then how are you meant to switch that off
and then sleep in the same bed but yet be trying to get to know someone else?
It's very weird.
So last night was a very interesting one. They went into the beginning of the show, and obviously Matt was still technically the single one there.
Yes.
Everyone else is coupled up and there's one single guy. You know, a few things happened last night, but I don't really feel like we need to go over them that much. Cynthia and Aaron went on their date, which was kind of cute, but I still think he's playing the game.
That's so funny. Everyone thinks he's just playing the game, like, surely.
I know. I was saying, did you watch Survivor?
No.
Okay, well, the people that watch Survivor will understand. I said that Cynthia is like the Baden of Love Island.
Right.
The one that everyone thought was going to get voted out early but may make it through to the final.
Yeah, and she really has, because, you know, in the beginning, no one coupled up with her. She didn't have anyone. Aaron comes in. I wonder if the producers are like, mate, if you want to win this, stick with this chick.
Yeah.
Australia loves her, you know.
No, they may have, you know, because going in, they may have said, all right, your plan is to, you know, try to stay in the villa, figure out who is going to be your best bet to stay in the villa, and the best bet at the time, and still for him, is Cynthia, and they don't get in anyone's business.
No, they don't. And that's what's kind of makes them nice, and they could win just because they are a bit drama-free.
Just fall in that, like, middle zone where no one really cares
flying
about
under the
them.
Radar, and then bang, takes
no one
out the 50K.
Hates you, but no one loves you.
So could.
So last night, one point that I want to talk about is our new girl, Margarita, one, getting named every pizza under the sun by
all. Oh, my God. I thought that was hilarious. He says something, hey, pepperoni.
Hey, pepperoni, pineapple on the pizza.
so good.
Last night, she is now coupled up with Blake.
Yes.
And Blake is the wingnut of the villa. You know what a wingnut is?
No.
Wingnut, big ears.
Oh.
Ears out here.
He does. He did say that. He's got big ears. He sure does.
They, I think, last night had sex.
Whoa.
Did you miss this part?
Yeah, I missed the start. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So they are in their bed, right? And they're, Margarita cannot wait for the lights to go off. She's like, turn off, turn off, turn off.
Wow.
Finally, they turn off. And he rolls over and goes, oh, where are your pants?
Oh, my gosh.
And she's like, I took them off. And so they start to like kind of like get a little bit lovey. Fondly. And she goes, I'm so horny right now.
Oh, wow.
And he goes, me too.
Oh.
Next thing you know, next minute.
I missed it.
She goes, I'll slide her across my G-string, or I'll move my G-string, or something like that.
Oh, my gosh. And is this the subtitles coming up?
Subtitles coming up.
Oh, my God, that's so funny. They probably think that no one can hear them.
Right? But you can tell, because you look, they pan to all the other people in the room, and all the other people in the room are, like, putting their heads up and looking over.
Oh, really?
And
so they're actually...
So people can hear, because you know what I mean? Like, you hear rustling, you hear the little whispers
like,
when no one else is talking.
Yeah.
And then she turns over and goes, you feel so good.
Oh, my gosh. She'd been in there how many nights?
One night.
Oh, wow.
One night. Second night in, I think.
She was down to business.
Down to business.
So, holy shit. Okay.
So that all goes down, and then the next day she blabbers about it and starts talking and doesn't say that – she says they didn't have sex.
Oh, wow.
I don't believe her.
So it feels so good. She might have just put her hand on it.
She may have. She may have. She said that he's not just top heavy.
Oh,
he's also bottom heavy.
Wow.
And Blake took offense to the fact that she was out there talking about their personal business.
You know, normally it's the guys that kiss and tell as mm-hmm. well.
And he was very actually disappointed. They ended up having a conversation about it and him saying, you know, what is our business is our business. Because I think he also felt at this stage they weren't completely all coupled up to the finale yet.
Oh, I see. So he could have had a potential coupling up with maybe someone else.
But once you have sex with someone else in there, I feel like you're kind of blackballed from everyone else.
Yeah.
So he wasn't happy about that.
Okay.
But they sorted it out in the end.
Yeah.
They did.
Oh, wow. I did not see that bit. That's great.
So that happened last night. But the main thing we've got to get to is the finale part of it.
Oh, so Sophie, what do you say? Sophie marches on in.
Marches on in.
Over to the fire pit, guys. Yes. You know what to do. And then she says, look, no one's going home tonight. No, sorry, one person's going home tonight, but it's the final recoupling.
Yes.
So we've got a week left.
1 week left. Next week
and
will be the last week.
No more new people are coming in.
No more.
So then everyone starts coupling up, which, you know, we saw coming. First one was Jesse.
One was Jesse and her guy Todd.
Yep. And then it was Anna, which obviously picked Josh. And they seem so smitten, by the way.
I think if anyone has a chance after the villa, it's them.
Yeah.
For sure.
And then who else we have?
Cynthia
and Aaron coupled up, which we knew. Then we had Margarita and Blake.
Mm-hmm.
Am I missing anyone else?
No, that's four.
And then we come down to Cartier. Matt or Adam.
And the whole show revolved around them and the fact that she's trying to get to know Matt and they took their bed outside so that she didn't have to sleep inside with Adam, which they have to do. They're not allowed to sleep inside. If they're coupled up, they have to sleep outside if they want to sleep with someone else.
Wow. Mosquitoes.
So they did that, you know, and then we also had Cartier break down and she ended up on the top of the balcony and was just sobbing, crying.
Yeah. I felt so sad for her.
I did. I felt really bad
for her. I wasn't sure if that was like sunset or sunrise.
Sunset.
Oh, okay.
Sunset.
So I was like, gee, it's early.
And Matt didn't really understand because everyone's like, where is she?
I know.
And he's like, they're like, oh, she needs a moment. She's trying to find it hard.
You know what I mean? And he's like, I don't know what you mean. Come on, Matt.
Yeah. So it was a tough, tough episode for our girl Cartier.
Yeah.
It gets to the point of she has to pick.
Yes.
Adam, talk me through Matt. This point.
So she sits down, she breaks down crying and, you know, it's obviously a really hard decision. I actually was thinking that maybe she would choose Adam because the whole day, the whole episode she'd been crying about him.
Yeah.
And, you know, does she really want him to leave because she wants to feel like, you know, still see him in the house?
But could you imagine on national TV you give this guy another shot? You would look
clearly,
so weak and, like, not in touch with your emotions.
Yeah.
It would be devastating for you moving forward after
and
this.
And he's clearly said that it's only going to be a friend zone thing.
Exactly. So. And Adam, you know, I think, you know, Adam's had his like moments where he was the favorite in the place. And then, you know, after he broke Cartier's heart, everyone kind of was a little bit off of him.
Yeah.
Last night, he handled himself very well.
He did. And you know what? Like, as soon as he was standing up there with Matt, he knew he was going home.
100%.
Because he knew that they're obviously having a little thing, so they're going to couple up. And to walk over to her when she was struggling to
say
it.
That was the moment I almost felt a little bit teary.
Like, I just wanted to hug Adam.
Yeah. He went over to her because she kind of fell back and was like, I can't do this.
Yeah, she was feeling bad and he went over to say, look, don't feel bad. I know I'm going to go home. It's cool. And he's happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
And because he knows that nothing was going to happen between him and Cartier.
Anymore,
so he's like, it's fine. Send me home.
Yeah. So Cartier says, Matt, that's who I want to couple up with. You know, he's been honest with her and blah, blah, blah. Now, you know, we haven't seen that much emotion from Adam.
No.
First time we've seen him cry.
Yes, yes. And he did, like, he pushed his lips up and he tried to suck it back. But then he was like, oh, and then he had to stop talking, didn't he? He was like, oh, geez.
And I really do feel for him because he did the right thing.
He did. He could have won 50K.
He
could have lied his way and been like, yes, Cartier, I'm in love. Australia loves us. He's the funny guy. Bang, they would have won.
Yeah.
But you know what? He's a good bloke.
Yeah. We still saw Matt cry though as well.
Yeah. That's
like, Matt, you're not going home, mate.
Yeah. Happy tears.
Everyone's his best friend.
Happy tears this time. Yeah. So
now we're set.
Yep.
For
final couples.
Big week next week.
So I'm guessing it's just going to be like
one couple a night.
Yeah. Watching couples, you know, I guess from now, this is where we form our final
Australia
opinion.
Votes. Yeah. Australia votes from now on. So every show. I'm sure they do challenges.
Yeah.
I'm sure they go on dates.
So it really showcases the couple as a couple.
How
I guess.
Strong they yeah. are. I'm sure they're going to really start to throw in things yes. that people have said and kind of try to pull them apart and Ooh. See how it all works.
Yeah.
But there won't be any more distractions per se because I think everyone's locked down and not really going to yeah. separate and move around anymore. So Ooh. Next week's going to be a big week.
Yes, it is.
And we'll be back here to catch up with every episode.
Yes.
We may even have a sneaky Jared Ooh. On Monday show.
Hopefully.
So we'll fingers crossed, all right? And we'll check in with everyone on Monday.
Heidi, Xavier, and Pete.